Welcome to Centre Church. We hope you enjoyed this message, recorded live from our Burgess Hill campus.
So this morning, being Mother's Day, God has just been putting it in my heart just to place a special focus on families. We are celebrating mothers, and with that in perspective, I really felt God putting a word in my heart, the need to focus on families. And I've entitled this message, God's Heart for Families. Things happen in families, and we see things continue to happen. But there's something that God intended for families, and that still holds, and that's the heart of God for families. And I believe time and again, we need to remind each other to stir that up, to allow the purposes of God for families to continue to rise above the challenges of our time. We are living in times where family life is so challenged by a lot of things. Even the structure of the family is challenged, moved, and, you know, the enemy is doing all he can to disturb the family structure. But God has got a heart for family. And he's the one who is the founder of families. He is the one who set families right from the beginning of time. So this morning, I'm just going to do the technology here. Bear with me. Praise God. Yes, so I said God's heart for families as we celebrate Mother's Day. We want to bring family into perspective, not just as information, but just to pray that God would steer our hearts, strengthen us, and raise us to be able to start to look at certain things even in our own families and allow God to minister, to breathe life, and to speak to those aspects of our family lives. Praise the Lord. We are going to read from Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to verse 28. Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28. It says, "Then God said, let us make men in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 1, be fruitful. 2, multiply. 3, fill the earth. 4, subdue the earth. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over everything that moves on the earth." Praise the Lord. I did say, I'm talking about the heart of God for families. God being the founder of families. And we see right here in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning of things, when God was creating, it says, he created man in his image. In other words, when he created man, he wanted man to represent him, to represent his character, to represent his personality, to represent who he is. And then he said he made them men, and he made them male and female. He created men, he made them male and female, and he gave them instructions. Right at that point, he established the family. He established how the family set up should look like according to his will. Yes, I understand, you know, sometimes things happen. We are living in a fallen land, in a fallen world, and things do happen. But we want to look at the heart of God, the intentions, what God intended. So the first thing we see right there, it says he created them male and female, and he gave this first family an instruction. 1, he created them in his image. And so when we are looking at family life, we are looking where God has created, put them together. And when he put them together, he gave them the grace to be like him. He created them in his image. So that right there in the center of that family life, we see the love of God. We see the long suffering that is in God. We see the forgiveness that is in God. We see the wisdom that is in God. And so when we are looking at a family setup, one of the things we start to see, or, you know, God expects of us and has given us the grace for it, it's that he made them in his image, is to reflect the image of Christ in how we connect, how we speak, how we build, how we even set up our family structures, how we manage things around us as families. Those things we have to reflect the image of God. And the second thing he said to them, be fruitful and multiply. To be fruitful and to multiply. What is being multiplied is the replication of that image of God. Because God made them, they started as two of them. And as they were multiplying, God is sending them to say, be fruitful, multiply. What are they multiplying? What God had built them to be in his image. So they are to multiply and to replicate that image of God within that family setting, within that family setup. So we are talking about the love of God, the wisdom of God, the forgiving heart of God. We are talking about the long suffering of God, every aspect that represents the character of God. When God puts a family, blessed them and say, now multiply. He is intending that they multiply in who God is, and multiplying the character of God, and multiply every essence that represent God. Praise the Lord. And the third thing he said that dominate and protect. He said rule and dominate. What are they ruling? What is to dominate? Is some version says subdue. And to subdue is to take complete control. To dominate is to take over control. How? It's taking over the control and bringing what God brings and who God is in the surrounding. Remember, they were the family, the first family. And God is setting this life that they multiply and they dominate and they bring the complete will of God to multiply and to dominate the earth. Praise God. We talk about all the characteristics of God. We talk about all the spirit that the Spirit of God gives, because that was represent God. And so God says, let that continue to multiply in that family setting and that family setup. But here now is the problem. When you start to look, you look and you realize why the enemy has got a problem or works against the family. Because the plan and the scheme of God is that there is a strengthening from the family going out. There is a strengthening from within. There is a teaching from within. There is a life-giving from within. There is a training from within a family set up. And then it multiplies going out. When you look through scripture, you realize God works with families. Right? The whole of the Bible from Genesis to the end, you see God constantly seeking families to work with. He is the one who established the family. And he says this is the nucleus of starting who he is. His image spreading to the rest of the earth. He works with families. And when you look through scripture, Adam and Eve was the first example that we just read. He set them together, breathed on them, and he gave them the instruction to multiply godliness across the world. But when they failed, God did not give up on family. And this is what encourages me, that sometimes, yes, we can fall. Sometimes things can fall apart. Sometimes things seem not to work, but God never gives up on building and bringing families together or making the wrongs right. When it did not work with Adam and Eve, when they fell, God did not give up. When you continue to read and you get to Genesis chapter 6, you see God looking and saying, the world has gone the wrong way. This is not how I wanted things to multiply, because sin had multiplied and filled the earth. And God spoke to Noah and he said, I'm going to deal with the rest of the world, but I'm going to start again. Because I still need to see the dominion of God multiply from within a family or a nucleus family setting. Right there, let the will of God and the kingdom of God be established right from the center of a family. So he spoke to Noah, and God says, Noah and your family, I'm going to preserve you. I'm starting afresh. God started afresh with Noah, and he wanted that through Noah, through the family of Noah, he will still establish. When you read when you read chapter 6 of Genesis, you will see God also releasing that same mandate on Noah when he put them in the, when he preserved them from the rain, because God loves family. God focuses on family, because it is within a family setting that morals are taught. It is in a family setting that we feel safe and protected. It is within a family setting that we are trained. It is within a family setting that interpersonal relationships are taught. They start and they expand going out. And that is supposed to be done according to the heart of God as a way of multiplying the image of God. Praise the Lord. But we know the story of Noah. Noah failed one more time. He got drunk and things fell apart and things did not work with Noah. But God did not give up. I'm just talking to us this morning to realize that when God sets his eyes on a family, he doesn't give up. You know, sometimes we look at things that happen in our families and you are thinking, come on, you are saying God dominating, there is chaos in my family. Things are falling apart in my family. Things do seem not to work. But we serve a God who does not give up. When he sets his heart to say, I am strengthening and raising families. I am working with families to bring my will and my heart to the world. He does not give up. When Noah failed, God did not give up. He came back again and he spoke to Abraham. And he said, Abraham, I'm going to work with you this time. And we know the story of Abraham and the children of Israel. All the way, the children of Israel who became called the children of God, who were to represent God in the rest of the earth, to represent who God is. The whole of the old, most of the Old Testament story is about how God worked with the children of Israel to show that he is a loving God. He is a God who provides. He is a God who heals. He is a supernatural God. We read all kinds of things that happened with the children of Israel. Why? Because God loves the family. My point is, God loves the family and he does not give up on family. When Jesus came to earth, he was placed in a family. Remember, he is God. He could have just turned up and start walking around and performing miracles and doing stuff. But God has got a heart for families. So when Jesus came, he came into a family. He grew up in a family. He was raised in a family. Praise the Lord. God loves families. He has got a heart for families. He wants families to represent him on earth. He wants families to represent his heart, his power, his miracle working power. He wants families to be open to say, God, come on in, even in times when we fail. Praise the Lord. He's a God who does not give up on families. So we see that in Adam and Eve, and he turned up to Noah and his family and Abraham, and Abraham who became the people of God, a family of God. And the children of Israel continues to be called the family of God. Praise the Lord. So families are important to God. I did say earlier, interpersonal relationships are learned from a family setting. Love is demonstrated first from within. They say charity begins at home. What does that mean? Family is the nuclear place where things happen. That's where we are trained. That's where we get physical nourishment. We are supposed to be. I'm sure somebody could be thinking, my family failed me. When they needed to support me, they didn't. When they needed to provide for me, they didn't. Or when I needed their support, they did not. Yes, we are living in a fallen world. And I want to say to you, child of God, God still loves you. And the church itself is an extension of the family. It's kind of an extended family. The family and the children of God. Praise the Lord. So what we are talking about is God who loves families, who brings families together, who want families families to work together in love to demonstrate his love. Praise God. And so the enemy does not give up. The enemy does not give up on fighting families. He throws things that does not represent God. And sometimes you are thinking, I have trained my household. I have set my household. I've trained my children in the ways of the Lord. But I don't know what is going on and what is happening around. I want us to be reminded, the enemy is up to fight. Scripture says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But do we give up because the enemy is stealing, killing, and destroying? No, we rise up because we know Jesus came, that we may have life and life in abundance. And because we know God is a forgiving God, he is a long-suffering God. In the midst of the problems and situations and issues that tears our families apart, we know that we can rise up with long-suffering, with a forgiving heart, and trust God that he will hold us, sustain us, and help us sometimes to navigate some of those complications that we meet. When we look through scripture, Adam and Eve, created in the image of God and set with and anointed by God, carrying the presence of God, they had a problem with their children. Imagine, they are parents who had children who fought each other until the brother killed the other. You can imagine the emotion that the parents were going through. You can imagine the pain of your own children. I understand sibling trouble, but not to the extent of killing one another. What does that do to parents? The enemy is constantly, yes, constantly always worked against families. So Adam and Eve suffered because of things that were happening with their children. Noah had to deal with disrespect from his own children. We read the story of how Noah became drunk. And when he was drunk, things happened and his children came in. He was naked, invited the other brothers, and they were just disrespecting him to the core. And that was within a family. I'm talking about, that does not change the heart of God for families. Chaos will happen. Trouble will come. Things will happen that we least expect would happen in our homes, especially because we believe in God. But the enemy is up to fight. But we have a God who is more than able. Esau and Jacob, they had to deal with the problem of parents who had favoritism. They were the children in the family, but it's the parents who were creating the friction. So sometimes the friction comes from the children. Sometimes it comes from the parents. Sometimes it comes. The enemy can use anything to bring chaos and disorder, and to bring all kinds of chaotic situations within a family setting. Why? Because when God is working with a family, when a family is united and they are replicating the image of God, the enemy knows that he is in trouble. So he's up to steal, to kill, and to destroy what God is building. When we look through David, the family of David had to deal with all the chaos that was associated with their father's infidelity. And the family had to suffer. Things were happening in the home. Where was the origin of the problem? It's because of what that dad did. He acted in immoral ways. He committed adultery, and there was this that happened, and there was chaos in the home. But that doesn't change the heart of God. I'm just giving these examples because sometimes we see things that happen in our own families and we are thinking, but God, I have prayed, but God, I have declared, but God, I prayed even before I got married. Where is this chaos come from? Lord, I prayed for this child, but where is this chaos come from? It's the enemy who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But does that change the heart of God regarding families? No, because God is the one who is the creator, the originator of families. And that is his system to bring the dominion of the word of God right from the nucleus family to the extended family, the church, and going beyond to the world. And on this Mother's Day, in my heart, I'm just feeling maybe today is a day that we are going to be looking to say, Father, even in my own home, I have prayed through things, but they seem to be chaos that keeps coming. They seem to be trouble that does not go quiet. What is going on? I have taught my children the right morals, but they are doing all sorts of things. And even David himself, he is called a man after God's own heart. But guess what? He had to deal with chaos in his own home. Incest happened in his home. Rebellion when he was king. All sorts of things. Why? Because the devil has got a problem when it comes to family. I don't know what we might be facing in our own families. And I don't know what questions we might be having. We don't know sometimes, you know, sometimes you even question God. And you wonder, but God, I prayed for these things. But God, I have lifted your name in these things. God, I have prayed over my marriage. I have prayed over my children. I have prayed over my siblings. Where is this chaos coming from? The enemy who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I want us this on this Mother's Day to be reminded that does not change the heart of God. That does not change the intention of God to build families, family structures, family relationships that replicate the image of God, that multiplies, that brings the kingdom of God. One of the prayers that I pray every day without fail, is Lord, let it be done in this home as it is in heaven. And I declare, let your kingdom come. And I'm just praying in my home because that's where God begins. He begins right in places where he has placed us. I know sometimes things happen in life and some of them, they drain us until we don't even know whether we still want to pray about certain things. Some things offend us so much that happens. Whether with siblings, with children, with in these family relationships, things happen. Where sometimes you just think, you know what, I'm not even going to pray about these things. But on this day, I want us to be reminded, God's heart has not changed. Things might have wounded you. Things might have hurt you. Things might have been chaotic and unfair. But guess what? There is a blessing. When there is a blessing where there is unity. There is a blessing where there is oneness. There is a blessing where families come together and pray. There is a blessing when families declare the word of God over things together in unity. Praise the Lord. Maybe today there are certain areas that God is just drawing our attention to. To say, my heart, my heart, my heart. You know, like these days you hear quite a lot of things that is so much about individuals. You know, as long as me and God are okay. But God is the one who created family. He is the one who created even the church as a family. And you see through scripture in every way, we are encouraged to pray together, to sing songs together, to declare songs of praises together, to eat together, lot of things, to dwell together. And then that scripture in Psalm 133 says, how beautiful it is when brothers dwell together in unity. It says that it's like oil that is running through an anointing, running through up to the hems. And it says in that place, God commands his blessing. Praise the Lord. I don't know what is going on, what might be going on, questions that we might be having. Maybe we are having to deal with issues of betrayal. Maybe we are dealing with things associated with bitterness, unforgiveness. Maybe we were let down by people that we trusted the most. Maybe we got to that place where you say, do you know what, me, whoever offends me, I cut off. Maybe we're just in a place where we're just saying, do you know what, I can do this life on my own as long as me and God are okay. I want us to be reminded, it is God himself is the founder of families. And he is a God of reconciliation. He is a God who restores. For some of us, we might probably be dealing about things where there's deviation from family values. And you are wondering, how do we accommodate such things within our family setting? We are praying, we are setting things, and someone is pulling in a different direction. How do we deal with this? I want us to be reminded this morning, family is God's plan, and it's in the heart of God. And God works with families, and we see it. I've given a few examples from scripture. And this morning on this Mother's Day, I want us to be taking this time just to reflect on a few things. Maybe just to look through in our family and how we relate, maybe with our siblings, maybe with our children, maybe it can be whoever is part of your family. And just start to think and to invite God, to say, God, This one is very complicated. I don't know how to deal with. But you are more than able. God speaks to people. God speaks to people when they walk down the road. Through situations, God speaks to people. In their sleep, God speaks to people. But our stance sometimes when we are faced with some difficult situation is, God, I don't know how to deal with this one. God, I don't know even how to speak to this one. But I am asking you to speak to them. Why? Because our hearts yearns for that godliness, that unity, that oneness, that family that pulls together. Praise the Lord. I pray that we are moving together. I did say it's a day where we want to reflect God's heart for families. Have a look and draw up some things to be praying for. Maybe some things, some conversations that might be necessary. Maybe some things that we have thrown away, forgotten about, and thinking, I focus with my life, I pray for other things, all this chaos in my family, I'm putting it aside. But this morning, God is just reminding us. Right there, God starts, he brings the unity. He is the one who breathes upon us and gives life where there is no life. God loves families. He wants to restore. He is God of restoration. To the speaking to the Israelites, he did say through Prophet Joel, I will restore to you all the years that were eaten by the cankerworms, all the years that were destroyed, that were taken. God restores. You know, sometimes you can actually carry bitterness because you just think, so-and-so wasted my time for a long time. And that can create a lot of chaos in the heart and in the mind. But God is a God of restoration. Whatever man has stolen, whatever man has brought disrespect, chaos, God is God of restoration. When we pour our hearts to him and say, God, we are here. We want to stand and walk in line with you. And especially God on this Mother's Day. Maybe for some of us, there are some conversations with our mothers that need to happen. But whatever God is steering in our hearts this morning, let's not put aside what God is saying. For some of us, maybe there are sisters that we need to reach out to. But whatever situation it is, for me, I'm not saying go and do this and that. I am saying whatever God is bringing your attention to, and sometimes that's how God speaks to us. I've heard people say, I never hear the voice of God. But sometimes God brings a word like this. And in your heart, he brings a special attention. We might want to resist it and say, no, this is not God. But maybe, just maybe, maybe it's God who's saying healing is needed in that area. Maybe he is saying, raise a prayer. If you don't know how to start the conversation, place your prayer, focus on that and say, God, my heart is willing, and you have got to open that way and make a way. He is God of restoration. He is also God of reconciliation. Maybe for some of us, there are certain relationships that we just want to listen to what God is saying. Maybe God is saying, I'm ready to heal. Are you ready? I'm ready to rebuild. Are you ready? It's a morning that God wants us to reflect. He's God of families. He's God of unity. He wants us to do. You know one thing that the enemy does sometimes? He wants to isolate us. He pushes you to the side. He knows when you are on your own, you have no one to reach out to. Or whoever you reach out to is also a bitter person who make you even bitter and bitter every time you talk to them. They isolate you from hearing what God wants to do. But this morning, God is just doing something fresh. I just sense it so deeply in my heart that there's some healing and forgiveness and letting go that God wants to be happening among us. But it's not something that we do because somebody said it. Even if someone says it from the pulpit, it doesn't mean you have to do it. But it's just listening to say, God, so in my situation, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to deal with these complications that are in my family? I desire for my family to stand for what is right, for my family to be a complete representation of God. for my family to be a kingdom of God. Because what is a kingdom? A kingdom of God is a place where it's a place where the kingship of God is honored, respected, accommodated. That's God's kingdom. So even the kingdom of God starts right from our homes. How we conduct our relationships, our conversations, how we deal with complications, how we deal with friction, and when we are offended, how we handle those things as families, that has got to be reflecting the kingdom of God. And that overflows out into the world. You know, sometimes we really want to see the greatness of God out there in the streets. But God wants to reveal that greatness right from the nuclear family, right in our families. He wants to start there. There are certain things of which when they happen in your family, then people cannot resist God, because they are thinking, if that relationship could be healed, then there is a God in heaven. If those two people can start to talk to each other again, then there must be a God in heaven. Some of that could be the beginning or the starting point of our evangelism. For some of us, maybe we are broken because of things that have happened outside of our control. But guess what? God has got you in his hand. He is in complete control. He heals. He brings reconciliation. But also the third thing, he's a God of revival. And this morning, probably that is the prayer we might want to be praying for some of us. To revival is bringing life to those things that are dying. Maybe there is a love that is dying in certain homes. There is a praying together that is dying in that home that we want to be praying to say, God, we are bringing our attention to family on this Mother's Day. Our family has really been drained from the place of prayer. Help us, God, revive prayer life in our home. Revive prayer between me and my siblings. Revive prayer even between me and my husband. Revive prayer in my home, oh God. For some of us, maybe that's the prayer we need this morning. For some of us, maybe there is a revival of just the love. Just being very accommodating. Just being patient with each other. Patience with maybe our children, maybe our siblings, our parents even. Maybe some of it that we need is the prayer for the revival. To say, God, revive us again. Revive that oneness. Revive that unity. Revive. You know, we pray for revival. We are crying. The whole world talks about revival right now. Lord, we really need revival. We do need revival. But you know, the beginning of sometimes what we call revival is actually the manifestation of a revival that has happened. When we see people in the streets loving God, and we see, you know, big buildings filled up with people worshiping, those are results of revival. The actual revival happens in the heart. When hearts are awakened to the will of God, when families are rising to say, do you know what? We have to make things right with God. That's the beginning of revival. Because it's the overflow of those things happening in individual families that will cause a big revival that we see in the end. This morning, I just want us just to take some time to just focus on family. I want you to understand me one thing. I'm not standing here and pretending that it's very easy to just unite things. And I am saying, you listen to what God is saying this morning. God has sent me with a word, not to tell anyone what to do, but just to reveal the heart of God. And for us as individuals, to just present our hearts to God. To say, God, in my own family, is there anything, God, that I need to deal with? Is there anything where we need to shift things, where we need to breathe life on this Mother's Day as we celebrate mothers? You know, if things happen to children, I know fathers get heartbreaks as well, but mothers, it's one thing, touch their child and you break their hearts to pieces. But this morning I just sense God is even touching mothers among us. Some of us, we have got hearts that are broken. Maybe it's words that were spoken. Maybe it's a deviation from the right things sometimes that we have taught our children a complete deviation. And mothers are broken inside. And, you know, I have spoken, especially the area of the world, the part of the world that I come from. When children do things, mothers go in the hiding. Because they just feel the whole burden is put on them. The blame is on them. You didn't teach, you didn't do this. But I want us this morning to realize that there's God in heaven, the all-knowing God, who will heal who wants to heal even mothers who are broken, words spoken. You can imagine things that were done. And these days, you know, whether it's the one thing that I have noticed, people can say anything on social media for likes. So anyone can come with their small story. I've spoken to a lady who was almost broken, a mother. Because her daughter goes online and now she's got a big following. Just describing how, you know, she hasn't been successful because my mother didn't do that. My mother was a Christian, but she didn't do that. She didn't do that. She did this in church. She didn't. And she is on. And this woman is completely in pieces. She's broken. Maybe you're talking to some mothers here. We have had to carry some blames for things that probably should have done, but did not do. But at the same time, I'm also talking to young people. Maybe we are here and we are seeing people celebrating Mother's Day and you are wondering, but where was my mother when I needed them? But we are talking about of God who restores. Sometimes there are certain relationships that God has allowed to let go, but he can restore you to rise up and to stand firm and to walk in the path that God has called you. So we are all in different situations. But this morning, I just want us to just allow God to say, God, I have things that I have avoided, that I have blocked, that I have refused to hear, but you are speaking. But this morning, God wants to deal with that. The worship will be coming shortly. And I know our prayer team will also be coming to the front. You could be there and you really want someone to come alongside you this morning to pray. Maybe it's the grace that you need to overcome certain things that were done by family. You know, when we talk about being wronged, but I think when you are wronged or let down by someone who was supposed to protect you and to be with you, and that is family. That is a different story from a problem at work. Because when there's a problem at work, you have a home to go. But if the problem and the brokenness is in the home, then sometimes we can feel lost. But we have God who is our Father, who restores, who heals, who brings revival even to those things that look broken.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. For any more information or to find out more of what we do as a church, you can contact us at info@centrechurch.uk or check out our website at www.centrechurch.uk.